This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Multiple state officials in North Dakota have expressed both optimism and hesitation when it comes to incorporating artificial intelligence, AI, into their agencies. During a meeting of the Information Technology Committee, representatives from the North Dakota Health and Human Services Department, Secretary of State's Office, and Governor's Office presented lawmakers with their current use of AI and potential future applications. Deputy Secretary of State Sandy McMurdy clarified that while the state's election processes do not currently use AI and have no plans to do so, the department is open to incorporating AI in other areas such as customer service and fraud detection among electronic filings. McMurdy explained that AI could assist with administrative tasks, freeing up staff members to focus on other responsibilities. Similarly, Sarah Stolt, the Deputy Commissioner of North Dakota's Health and Human Services Department, stated that wider use of AI in her department is contingent upon maintaining the security of patient information. Stolt emphasized the importance of complying with the Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act, HIPAA, which protects patient confidentiality and rights. AI is currently being used for external messaging in the department to ensure clear and concise information at an appropriate reading level. Stolt also mentioned that AI has been implemented for determining program and service eligibility, as well as some human resources activities. Looking to the future, Stolt expressed hope that AI analytics will be able to predict diseases and outcomes on a longer timeline. This could potentially aid in targeting disease prevention efforts and analyzing trends in child welfare cases. When asked about workforce issues, Stolt emphasized that AI and automation would not lead to job reductions, but rather enable employees to focus on more crucial tasks while technology handles automated work. Mason Sisk, a senior policy advisor for Governor Doug B. Burgum, emphasized the importance of implementing new technologies safely and effectively to ensure increased productivity for state employees. He also highlighted the need for involving utility and energy providers in the conversation to plan for the increased power demands of AI technology. Sen. Greg Kessel raised concerns about rising utility rates due to data centers, suggesting the possibility of returning to coal-fired power plants to meet future energy demands. Kuldip Mohanty, the Chief Information Officer for North Dakota, acknowledged the vital role of humans in critical thinking when it comes to working alongside AI. He emphasized the importance of accurate data input and ensuring that the information produced by AI is also correct. Mohanty noted that critical thinking will be a significant focus moving forward. Overall, while there is optimism about the potential benefits of AI, North Dakota agencies are approaching its incorporation with caution to address various concerns and ensure efficiency and security.